On Texas Christian University Week, sex trafficking survivors face a long and complex recovery. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Twiss, Master of Social Work Program Director and Associate Professor, determines what brings about the best outcomes.
The media's attention to sex trafficking often comes in waves, spurred by high-profile cases and shocking revelations. These stories capture the public's interest momentarily, but the spotlight quickly fades, leaving the complex reality of victim recovery largely ignored. In my research, colleagues and I delved into the nuanced challenges faced by sex trafficking survivors. For this study, we interviewed seven women who had successfully survived trafficking and now work as advocates, helping others exit trafficking. Their experiences reveal crucial insights into the barriers to permanent exit and the strategies that can facilitate recovery. Sex trafficking disproportionately affects young, female, and minority group victims who often endure multiple forms of trauma. These survivors frequently miss out on critical life milestones, such as education and stable employment, which are essential for rebuilding their lives. Our study highlights that leaving a trafficker is not a straightforward process. Survivors often return multiple times before achieving a lasting exit due to a lack of resources, such as money, housing, and social support. Effective recovery programs, as emphasized by the survivors in our study, must be trauma-informed, long-term, and comprehensive. These programs should offer integrated services, including case management, counseling, medical assistance, and crisis intervention, all accessible in a single location to avoid overwhelming survivors with bureaucratic hurdles. Additionally, specialized support is needed for overlooked populations, including incarcerated survivors, immigrants, and tribal members. Long-term programs, ranging from 18 months to 3 years, are essential to provide the stability and resources necessary for survivors to rebuild their lives and prevent re-victimization.
That was Mary Twiss of Texas Christian University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.